This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Happy birthday! Hey, I said my first words, but snowmen can't talk. All right, come on now. What's the joke? Could I really be alive? I mean, I can make words. I can move. I can juggle. I can sleep. I can count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 9, 6, 8. Well, I can count to 5.
Uh-huh.
What do you know?
It sounds like an excerpt from a conversation with my 2-year-old grandson. 1, 2, 3, 4, 7. So, yeah, that's from, is that from Elf? That's from Elf, isn't it? What is that?
That's from Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, Frosty. Yeah. Oh, Frosty the Snowman. Why did I think it was from Elf? There's so many of these movies around and the soundtracks. I honestly am not, we were just talking about this off the air. I'm not an expert when it comes to some of the sounds of Christmas. It's not a bah humbug thing. I just never really found, you know, Miracle on 34th Street. Who hasn't seen that a dozen times?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And, you know, it's just, you know, it's other things that are around some of the late-night TV shows. I mean, we'll have bits and pieces. I think the next couple of days we ought to have some of these because they're mood setters, much as anything else. Along with a lot of the stories that are around, here's one. I remember talking about this last year, the episodes of Isaac Winfield, who opened a food bank last year in his garden shed to help people. It was still, it was a kind of the trail end of COVID, and so he had success helping people. So now he's going to open a gift bank for mothers and fathers who can't afford presents for their children. So he's going to have the food bank, and he's going to have the gift bank. And so this is going to affect a lot of people. You know, this is a big month for anybody who's trying to come up. It happens to be this kid, Isaac's birthday month as well. And certainly the food bank. He used his own money that was given to him on his birthday. What kind of a kid is this, right? Don't you want this kid to be, want him
this
to be yours?
This is definitely an attitude of gratitude, knowing what he has and wanting other kids to feel the same way, sharing that. And he's absolutely awesome. And this is also a way that has helped him himself with overcoming what he calls overcoming his shyness.
Yeah. And so the response, as you can imagine, has been phenomenal to all of his good works, his good deeds. There are people who are going out and buying presents to give things that didn't work. You know, re-gifting in a manner of speaking. The support for this, though, baby toys and books and dolls. So the reason I'm telling you this story, why can't this happen in your neighborhood? Why can't you or somebody that you know, maybe you already have, but if you haven't, maybe it's a good thing to do. Think about what you can do. There are all kinds of ways you can get people to donate toys and food, link to something on social media or whatever. You know, it's something. There isn't enough of this through the year. There's lots of it this time of year because that's the spirit of the season. But getting people, I mean, am I asking for too much, though, Jay? Do you think when, you know, you get right down to brass tacks, is it something, would people be as enthusiastic if they were trying to do this all year long? Maybe it's the holidays that bring about.
Yeah, I feel like there's a little bit of a mood of wanting to help more so towards the end of the year. than there is year-round.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. All right. And then there are can you believe this? People are complaining to me about the amount of time I'm spending talking about Christmas stuff. Huh? What is the matter with you? People who don't like the Bah Humbuggers, they're like Christmas, and I get it. There are people who are older all by themselves. They don't want to hear it because it makes them feel bad. But I'm sorry for you, because that's not going to happen. What we're going to do here the next couple of days until Christmas is do what we're doing right now. Yeah, there are things going on in the world that need attention and discussion. But those of you who seem to be so much a part of the digital age, all you want to do is complain about stuff. Please go somewhere else. Listen to another program. Just go away. You know, it just is not. You're not helping anything. You're creating a problem not only for yourself, but for others who pay attention to you. I guess I shouldn't be paying attention to you, but I am to a point where I want you to know I don't like it, and you can go away, or you can listen and, you know, maybe take action to help other people or feel better. Do something. But get out of yourself. Right? Get away from yourself. Here's something that's going
great.
Christmas is great. Is that
what you... good news. Good news.
Oh, good news. Yeah.
It's great. And it happens to a lot of it be holiday oriented right now.
Mm-hmm. And here's one of those stories, Jay. There's something going on in the nation's penal system. I guess that's the best way to put it. There are prisons. Well, yeah, there's that. But then there's the people who are in families where there is a member of the family behind bars. And it's harder to do this. You take a deep breath when you think, okay, what about the children of people who are in jail or the spouses of people in jail? And what are they doing to communicate? And so there's excuse me for a second.
Yeah, especially the children. Are they dealing with an overwhelmed parent? Are they in the foster care system?
Well,
are they?
No, this is something. Yeah, there's that. But there's something that was started during the pandemic when even in jail, people would not go to be close to other people. Your family members go to visit somebody in jail, and they'd either have a mask on or they wouldn't let them in. Period. So there's there's been a move. It started in North Carolina, actually, to put videos into jails, so that if you can't get to where your family member is, you can't see them, one on one. There's a video hookup that's been set up in a lot of jails. More and more around the country are switching to remote video systems for family visits. Families have to pay the video service contractor $8 for 20 minutes. That's what I kind of have a problem with. Is somebody making money on this? But I think it's an interesting concept. What do you think? To have videos so that people can, talk to
like for
inmates.
Yeah, traveling is not as easy as it once was. And
no.
People are still making, relatively speaking, the same amount of money they were, but inflation has made everything so much more expensive. It's difficult.
Yeah.
And when you want to be with the people that you love and see them and talk with them, I think this video chat kind of thing is great, especially because the technology is already there. We all have it in the palm of our hands.
Yep, there it is. Unbelievable. All right, well... What am I going to do? Can't make the world better. One person at a time. Here's something going on that not many people know about regarding the Middle East war. An aspect of the war that has not been covered by the news media. Apparently the United States and some of our allies have got together to try to fix this escalating problem in this region of Yemen, where what is happening is that there's 9 or 10 nations who have come together to try to stop the attacks on vessels that are in the Red Sea. They're not just the United States, but a lot of European navies are represented there. And so what's happening is that there are attacks on these ships by people that are in a certain part of Yemen. It's the Houthis, H-O-U-T-H-I-S, a group backed by Iran. I don't know why we don't just blow up. I know this is, sounds silly, maybe, because we shouldn't do this, but you know, go blow up where the Ayatollah is, because he's nothing but a problem. Anyway, so there's an initiative dubbed Operation Prosperity Guardian. Don't you love these things that the military comes up with? Operation Prosperity Guardian. And so the British are in it, Canadians, the French, the Italians, the Netherlands, I don't know what kind of a navy they have, Norway, Spain, some of the other NATO allies. Whether or not it has impact, it's too early to tell. But there are people, as I said, most people don't know about this story. That's why I'm telling it. Because all of the hardware that's being paid for by Iran to support these groups that are in Yemen, that are basically, well, more of a nuisance than anything else. But there have been some sailors on some of these ships that have been killed by the stuff dropped off these off the drones that are flying around. And they just, you know, they need to, they've warned these people against continuing their attacks. But they're not paying any attention because they think they're doing the work of God. And that's because the Ayatollah says, this is the work of God. You need to destroy the infidels on these ships. And madness. It's madness. It is. I mean, how else would you describe it other than being complete madness? It is. So, anyway, Secretary of State Blinken had a call with his Saudi counterpart yesterday. They asked the Saudis why they wouldn't cooperate with the rest of these countries because they want to uphold maritime security. And a lot of the oil that's being taken out of Saudi Arabia is jeopardized by the activity of these Houthis and some of the other nutcake groups that are out there just indiscriminately throwing bombs at everybody. And so I guess that you didn't know that before I talked about it, but now you do. 18 after the hour, this is Good Day.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
A holiday message from Jackson Hewitt.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to get money the same day.
Starting December 11th, walk into a Jackson Hewitt for an early loan on your tax refund, and you could walk out with up to $1,000.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to get money. Missing out would be cray.
Appointments go fast. Book yours now at JacksonHewitt.com. Early refund advance offered to eligible clients. Application required. Finance charge applies. Loans by Republic Bank. Details at JacksonHewitt.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Everybody, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, social media time. If you look around the world, what's going on, people procuring technology for not exactly positive purposes. And so I'm looking at some of the online scams that have targeted holiday travelers. Those of you who are traveling around looking for bargains before Christmas. How do you get some, sometimes it starts, it's like Black Friday, it starts before Black Friday. Sometimes these things start before Christmas. Like, I think you're going to be seeing a lot of this stuff over the weekend. The holidays are over, you can get really good deals on all kinds of things, like vacations, but fraudsters are everywhere. And so, if you're going to do business with somebody, you better check with the Better Business Bureau in your community to see if the people who you're attracted to doing business with are guilty of scams, because that'll be very obvious. And so, anyway, especially with people who want to, up here where I am in New England, they want to go to where it's warm in the wintertime, and there are all kinds of fake listings everywhere. People are trying, there's the vacation rental thing, free vacation scams. There are, you know, the difference between, I have this thing that we advertise, the 541 travel with two nights and 3 days in Las Vegas. That's legit, as any number of hundreds of people who have done it can tell you. But some people think, well, because they're trying to, they ask you if you want to stay more than 2 days. Well, of course they're going to ask you that. And they can set you up, but that's not a scam. It's you say, yeah, I want to go for 2 days, and that's it. Thanks very much. Or you say, you know what? What a great idea. I think I'll stay for 4 days. But that's not a scam. It's, you know, some people think it is because they think not necessarily in a straight line. But there are a lot of booking scams, a lot of travel scams.
Oh, the third-party booking scams, especially because you have these third-party websites that look so incredibly legit.
Yeah.
They offer a discount for booking everything at once, your airfare, your stay, if you need a rental car. And then as soon as you put in your information, somebody calls you claiming to be from this place, which they are because it's all the same scam, and then they ask for your personal information just to confirm things like your name, your address, your banking information, all of those personal details. And people, think it's real because they just submitted information for this, so why wouldn't they already be calling? But the truth of the matter is legitimate businesses don't do that.
Nope. Any more than the IRS calls you. They're not going to call you. I was just looking at something. There's a Verizon thing in my email this morning with an account number. This is going to be shut off in December if you don't pay it. And I looked at the account number. I don't have an account number. But how many people are going to look at that? Oh, I better pay. Right? Let's pay. Yeah.
Well, especially this time of year where more and more people are shopping, like Amazon or the packages, you get a text message with a link saying that there is an issue with the U.S. Postal Service or UPS or FedEx, and you just need to confirm something or your package will be sent back to the sender. And people fall for it because we're all getting packages. We're all sending packages right now.
Mm-hmm. The men who were charged with illegally procuring American technology for the Islamic Revolutionary Guards, this is a drone program using our technology, using social media. This is, we're back to the Iranians again and what they're up to, no good. And so apparently there's a group of Chinese and Iranians, and I'm not sure whether the Russians are involved in this or not, but they're all co-conspirators using a web of foreign companies to they're evading the justice system and getting at ways of using, you know, like the unwitting French company that purchased something from a U.S. company to be used against.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The prospects of a new deal on foreign aid and border security coming together on Capitol Hill before Christmas appear unlikely. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer acknowledged progress in negotiations, but refrained from confirming whether a vote would take place this week. On the other hand, Senator John Thune, the chamber's second-ranking Republican, asserted that a deal would not be reached until January. The United Nations Security Council has postponed a vote addressing the humanitarian crisis in Gaza.
Initially scheduled for Tuesday, the council had convened to vote on a resolution urging an immediate ceasefire and an escalation of humanitarian aid in the region. However, following intense negotiations, the vote has been rescheduled for Wednesday. The United States has consistently opposed similar resolutions in the past. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Going to be a good day.
Now, I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
This is Miles Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
And you better watch out. You better not try. You better not bow. I'm telling you why.
This is the North Pole.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Where's the snow?
Why are you smiling like that?
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Make work your favorite. That's your favorite, okay?
Okay.
Work is your new favorite.
Fine.
It's time for the announcement. Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God! Santa here? I know him. I know him.
He'll be here to take pictures with all the children.
Yeah.
Just keep your receipts. 10 a.m. tomorrow.
10 a.m. tomorrow.
Santa's coming to town.
Yes.
Can you sign this for me?
Ooh. Hi. Santa's coming.
Okay.
I have seen this movie so many times that I could visualize the entire scene. Like, I felt like I was watching it. Mm-hmm. I could have kept that going.
Yeah. Well, listen, not a bad thing to keep that sort of thing going. I was looking at some of the stats on ELF. This is the 20th anniversary of the making of the movie and it first appearing. And so apparently Will Ferrell is going around the country and there's the promotional stuff. You can see this. There's a whole big thing. Actually, in movie theaters, I know in my multiplex here, there have been three or four movies, Love Actually, Elf, the first Die Hard, all have been revived so that you can go see them this Christmas season, which I thought was kind of an interesting thing. I thought I wanted to go see Love Actually, and then I thought, nah, because there are some parts of it that make me sad. Like, what's the actress's name that's everywhere? Her name is an L.
Laura Linney.
Laura Linney, yeah. And her thing with her brother. That's so sad. Oh, my God, that's sad. I'd rather look at the last part of it is really the best, with the entertainment, right? And the kid and running after the plane, the girl. I mean, that's the stuff. I think the other thing that's...
And Hugh Grant.
Emma Thompson. Yeah, Hugh Grant is fabulous. Yeah, that thing with the girlfriend is... Yeah, that's a great part of it. I like that one, too, that part of it. But anyway, so that's the story. We're all thinking about what's going on for Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to everybody. Here's a woman who reaped an unexpected benefit from her morning coffee this week, $1 million. Her name is Maria Valdez. She was in Andover, Massachusetts at a gas station, and she got a cup of coffee. She normally does. She stops in here, and she decided to throw a lottery ticket and get one while she was checking out. So she spent $20 to participate in the $10 million Premier Cash Instant Ticket game. This is at a gas station, remember. So what did she get for her investment of $20? Da-da-da-da-da! $1 million. So
that is fantastic.
There have been a number of these stories, haven't there? People buying, you know, these tickets and then winning. It's very. There's another one from Bowling Green, Kentucky, where somebody else did kind of the same thing and won the lottery, the scratch tickets. I've never done the scratch stuff. Have you ever played? There's another story in Florida that's the same thing.
I've done the scratch, but I've never won big.
Yeah. Well, how much have you? I actually did it once and won $10. I paid $10 for the scratch ticket and got $10 for another scratch ticket.
When I have one, it's been like about that amount and just use it to get another ticket because why not?
Yep. Yeah, there you go. All right, the Senate is adjourning this week. The United States Senate, no compromise deal to secure the southern border, no deal to aid Ukraine, no deal on what we need to have to keep the government running after the end of December. This Congress, when you look at the decisions that have been made, productivity or lack thereof, it comes down that this is, it passed, look at what we're paying for. Do you know how many billions of dollars we spend in Congress paying for them and their staff and their process? Congress passed 27 bills that became law this year. 27. What an outrage. Why aren't we all protesting? We should all get on a bus and go to Washington and protest that. Nothing's getting done. These people are off in the corner somewhere doing whatever they do. And so, they're not getting anything done. Anyway, I just find it stressful. So I probably should bring it up, right? And get all my panties in a wad about that. Then there is the European Union's contribution to the problems of migration and immigration. There's an idea here that we should be, I keep saying, all right, we're going to stick pretty much to Christmas, but there's some stuff going on that just requires a comment and a thought and, you know, maybe a little bit more information. The European Union has agreed to overhaul their entire system, making it a lot easier to deport people who are asylum seekers that come in. So, in essence, what they're doing, Jay, by doing this, is limiting entry into the European Union. Now, let's see what kind of teeth they put behind it, so you can, you know, is this going to work? Or is it going to, just be kind of lip service? I think that when I look at this, I'm kind of reading through it now here, what I can understand. It looks to me like it could, this would be a good model for us. We have such, go down to El Paso. All right, just drive down the 10, pull off, those of you in El Paso that listen to the program, you know what I'm talking about. You just pull off the highway up on the top of the hill and look across to the bridge that goes into Juarez and see the people coming across. And there are some people that work on both sides, and they cross every day, and that's not the problem. The problem is that there are a lot of people who have come El Paso, and there's four or five other places along the Rio Grande where there's official places where you can come, legitimate places. That's not where the problem is. The problem is in all these other places up and down the river, and not only in Texas, but New Mexico and Arizona, California as well. Although the problem seems to be less in California. But there are a lot of these migrants who are using YouTube to document their journey, and also the dastardly TikTok. So they send this back to the people at home so they can see where the weaknesses are in crossing over into the country. And so, okay, well, we'll go there. And I don't know what's going on with the border guards, but obviously they're not doing their job, or they're not enough of them, or whatever. But this is a
very... So are these public videos, or are they keeping them private?
No.
You have to get to the link to get
maybe
it.
Why don't you Google...
Like
you don't mind.
Just because it seems like if they're acknowledging where the weaknesses are, and so that more people can come through, you would think that this would be acknowledged and then adjusted so that they weren't the weak parts.
Yeah. One of the good things about this week is that our economy and business investment is showing really strong signs since the announcement was made about the interest rate, and they're not going to increase it. In fact, they figure they're going to lower it by a quarter of a point at different area at different times of next year. So that'll be a big story as we look forward. Then the whole business about the minimum wage, what happens as of the first year? You know, we're getting to the time of year, everybody's going to go, okay, let's review the big stories this past year and social media and all of the things that people moan and groan about during the year. They'll be highlighted, a lot of moaning and groaning between Christmas and New Year's. One of the things is a review of the high minimum wages. What's changed? Business owners are concerned about whether they can survive because they're never asked, really. Legislative bodies pass these regulations, especially in California. As much as I love California, the political climate there is so bad for businesses. And when you really buckle down to specific areas, for example, my son lives in West Hollywood. And he told me last night, we were talking about, there's a survey in the L.A. Times that put different parts of L.A. up against other parts of big cities like Chicago and New York. And West Hollywood has the highest minimum wage of any place in the country. The average minimum wage is $20.13. So the average person who's starting a job in West Hollywood, no matter what your qualifications are, if the average is $20.13, you can be sure that a lot of other people, there are some of these people going into the fast food stores, the fried food chains, that are getting $500 bonuses just to sign up.
And now, this is only for hourly positions, not salaried positions, if I'm correct.
Right. Yes, right.
Salary
exactly.
Positions, while you may get benefits and everything, you still are, when you break down your wage of hours, you're probably making less than minimum.
Yeah. I remember this week, earlier on, we were talking about the Pope announcing that priests could bless same-sex couples and same-sex sex marriages and that sort of thing. So, in Manhattan, James Estra, I think his name is, I can't, there's a scribble here, but anyway, two guys who have lived together and loved together and wanted to get married in the church because they're both Catholics, practicing Catholics. Imagine being a practicing Catholic and being told by your religious leaders that your love for this other person is no good. Right? Well, that's changed. There's a picture of them getting married yesterday.
That's beautiful.
I thought that was kind of cool.
I always think okay, about the
I'm here. Let's get married.
Who, like anybody who is looking out for their parents for unconditional love, and they always had a good relationship, and as soon as they came out, that relationship was over. And just, so heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is.
Because that's love not unconditional love.
Need a lot of love, man. The world needs a lot of love. We were talking about that yesterday. Hey, what happened with that discussion of the Confederate Memorial at Arlington National Cemetery? So they were told by the cemetery authorities they couldn't remove it. So they went to court, and a judge cleared the way for this Confederate Memorial to be removed. You're not doing anybody any favors there, boys and girls. Because without these things, you remove them all, whitewash the history of our country, and don't cause curiosity. Hey, Mom, what's that all about? What's the Confederacy about? What happened? What was the Civil War about? That stuff's not really being taught much anymore. And when you keep whitewashing the places like the cemetery, Arlington National Cemetery, by taking that stuff out, you do a disservice to America and to the people who have fought and died in wars like that. That's my opinion. It's 48 after. This is Good Day.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-857-5656. That's 800-857-5656.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money.
Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
And now a message from Puffs Plus Lotion Tissues. Ordinary tissues can leave you with a red nose. So choose Puffs Plus Lotion for all of your blows. Puffs have lotion to soothe sensitive skin so you can wipe without wincing. It's a win-win. Puffs have cushiony thickness, which brings relief too. So the days of sore red noses are gone and through. When you're after soothing softness, a nose in need deserves Puffs indeed.
Hey, this is Travis Kelce, NFL.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bright spots on the radio is Warren Eckstein and his pet show, heard on many of these same stations every weekend. Warren is a blessing and a solid contributor to radio wonders, if you will. I have been a fan of Warren's ever since I met him, and I can tell you that it's a long and dusty trail that we've followed together over the years. So talking about pets and animals and stuff, make sure you avail yourself of the opportunity to, you can watch actually on Facebook the Pet Show every weekend as well. Warren and his cast of like 3 dozen dogs that are in the studio with him, you'll love all of them. So here's a story about a squirrel. You know, we talk about pets. We really talk about dogs, we talk about cats, we talk about things. But how many people have a pet squirrel, right? How many people have you? You must have trained over the years very interesting animals. And so I'm wondering whether or not you've ever trained a squirrel and what it's like to be around a squirrel. Can you actually train? They seem like scatterbrains to me.
No, they're amazing little animals, quite honestly, though. I've never trained a squirrel. No. I've helped people understand maybe squirrels a little bit, but I've never trained a squirrel because I think they're, you know, there are certain animals that should be left to their own devices. Of course, unless there are people that have rescued injured squirrels that have wound up keeping them as pets because they needed to be rehabilitated. But I've never had the opportunity of training pets. I've worked with snakes. I worked with a bored boa constrictor. That was an interesting case.
A bored boa constrictor?
Yes, a bored boa constrictor. A guy called me from Dallas, Texas, years ago, and he had this boa constrictor, and all of a sudden it wasn't eating, it was just not moving around, and I took a look at it, and it was been in the same area, the same location, the same vivarium for its entire life. So I had him change it, make it bigger, add rocks, add stones, add things to climb on, and the snake came around. The snake was just getting depressed because he was totally bored in the same environment day in and day out.
I think that animals get bored. I think dogs get bored. I can see it in my dog, frankly, when they're not, you know, either they aren't in sync with their regular daily habits, and then they, you know, they get off, or if you have them doing things like, I take Daisy with me everywhere.
Sometimes, you know, I'm busy for a while. She's in the truck. She's watching what's going on. But I got to think that it's boring, as the same as if they stay at home. You know, how many people leave their dogs home all day long? They go to work. The dog sits around and does what? What is the dog doing for 8 or 10 hours while you're gone? Isn't the dog
thinking
bored?
About what he's going to do when you come home? Well, yeah, dogs do get bored.
Yeah.
Certain people bore dogs. I know there are times over the years where I've had walked into situations where the dog was totally bored with certain individuals, and I found that I was generally bored with the same people the dog was bored with. So it works out. But yeah, dogs. You know, dogs do. Yep, they do get bored, and boredom is one of the biggest behavioral issues that I deal with. I mean, let's face it: if a dog's left 8 hours a day, and you don't compensate with exercise before you leave or when you come home, or make the environment interesting when you're gone, then the dog's going to become bored, and that boredom can destructive chewing and housebreaking and all kinds of other problems. So boredom is a big problem with dogs, and that's why it's so important to keep the dog physically active but mentally stimulated as well.
Now, you did a shtick on your program a week or so ago about dogs hiding and why they do. You went into the psychology of dogs hiding. Will you share that with the audience here?
Yeah, I was talking about the concept that dogs are a little bit different than cats when it comes to hiding. When a dog's not feeling well, they carry their feelings on their shoulders. So when a dog's not feeling well, they're more apt to approach a person that they feel comfortable with. On the other end, cats are more silent sufferers. So cats, going back to predatory prey issues, when a cat's not feeling well, they want to go and hide. That's why a lot of people, when they get an older cat or the cat's not feeling well, they can't find the cat, it's hiding. But dogs look. They look for someone that they can be confident in, someone they trust, someone they feel comfortable around to make them feel good. So, yeah, it's absolutely true that they do comfort. Now, here's an interesting point, though. I just started writing about this morning. Do you ever notice that when you get up from an area that Daisy just takes that same spot?
She goes right to it, and she likes is it the vibe? Is it the heat? Is it the smell? What is it that they're attracted to that they want to be?
It's the scent. It's the warmth. When your dog steals your spot because they enjoy the scent that you leave behind, more so, your spot represents warmth and comfort for them. They instinctively know that spot has been had a familiar place in it, a familiar person in it, and they feel a lot comfortable. So, yeah, my dogs are the same. The minute I get up, they're there. And that's because it's a comfort zone for them that makes them feel really, really confident and comfortable.
This program is here in Hopkinsville, Kentucky. Somebody on the station sent me the story of a pit bull who was sworn in by the police as their new patrol officer. Get it? Patrol officer.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're great dogs.
The dog showed up at the police station one day and found a forever home there. Apparently escaped from an animal shelter someplace. I thought this was kind of a cool thing, so they made official officer of the police force. Dog's name is Bolo in Hopkinsville, Kentucky. There you go.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.